Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. Prophetess Dawn here, and I am the senior pastor of Light Path Apostolic Agape House of Prayer, and I bring you greetings from on high. What a mighty God we serve. God is great, and he is greatly to be praised. I come before you today on assignment, and I am determined to do that which the Lord has sent me to do on today. My God, he's awesome and he is worthy of all of the praise, all of the honor, and all of the glory. I won't be before you too long, but I just wanted us to start out our day in an amazing way. I bring a word for you around commanding our morning, embracing our divine authority, and triumphing in spiritual warfare. Come on now. God has given us power. He has given us grace. He has given us authority. And it is time that we move according to his will, his purpose, and his plan. God has given us everything that we need by way of his Holy Spirit, my God, by way of the blood of Jesus and his name. There is nothing impossible for our God, and through God all things can be done. All things are possible. Amen. So I came by today to encourage you this morning as we begin our day. Today is November 27, 2023. We are in the midst of our 21-day fasting. And when I tell you, God is a miracle-working God. He is a faithful God. He's a merciful God. And he extends his grace to his children. As we continue through this 21 days of fasting, we are looking for God to move exceedingly abundantly above all that we can think or even imagine. That means we are 3 days away from the last month of the year, the very last month of the year. God has been so great. I'm telling you, it has been a challenging three to four years, 2020, 2019, from that time up until now. But God has been faithful. He has kept us even in the midst of every storm. He has blessed us. And I remember God telling us in 2020 that he was using that year to lay the foundation for the decade. Amen. To lay the foundation for the decade. And God has given us power. He has given us power. It is time for us to not just tap into that power, but employ it. Employ it. Let it work for you. Amen. Let it work for you. We must begin to work what God has given us. So he laid the foundation for the decade in 2020. I had no idea that at the beginning of 2022, that he would bring my mother home with him. But nonetheless, God is a sovereign God. He is a sovereign God, and his word has not changed. It has not changed. I went through a shift in 2022, 2023, thought I would lose my mind. But here we are at the end, and greater. We are experiencing greater. Our latter days are greater. Amen. Our latter days are greater. So as we continue through this 21-day fast and we go into the last month of the year, my God, in 2023, three being the representation of the Trinity, there is power, miracles, signs, and wonders will follow us all the days of our lives. But I just want to come and encourage somebody today, each of you who are under the sound of my voice, I want to welcome you as God has placed us on this transformative journey together. He has brought us together for His divine purpose, and it is time for us to enact the will of God. Be active. Active, no longer idle and dormant in what God has called us to do. This is a clarion call. This is a call to action that we must hear and adhere to. We are on a transformative journey where we harness the power of commanding our mornings. God wants us to command the beginning, at the beginning of our day. He wants us to trust Him and believe on Him and allow all of our inhibitions to be dismantled by the confidence of the Holy Spirit. And He wants us to achieve victory in spiritual warfare. So today, I want to bring to you a blend of concepts of divine authority and steadfast spiritual combat, underpinned by the wisdom of the scriptures that God has left us and given us, and the fortitude of prayer. Listen to me. Listen to me. If you don't hear anything else I say to you this morning, I want you to know that prayer changes things. And God wants to get us back to a place of intimacy with Him, to get to intimacy. See, when I started my walk, when I began this thing, when I started my walk, my prayer life is what held me close to the vine. It was the conduit by which I received my power. As we go through our valley experiences, we draw nearer and nearer to prayer, because at times we don't even have a choice other than to lose our mind. Would it not be for prayer? So we draw to prayer, but when we get to the mountain high, we forget to continue to pray. While we're praising Him, we forget to continue to pray. I was sharing with my son on yesterday, and I've shared with my children over the years, that prayer is something about prayer to where the more you do it, the more you need it. When it comes to spiritual warfare, the more you pray, the more you war, the more you're going to need to do it. And what the enemy does is he deceives us into believing that when we get a breather and it looks like we're inclining from the decline of whatever our trials and tribulations are, but when it seems like we're on the incline, then we want to stop what we were doing to get there. God sent me today to admonish you to pray, to take divine authority, steadfast spiritual authority, leverage the wisdom of God and the fortitude of prayer. The book of Psalms is a powerful book that gives us a message of God's love by way of the author, the King David, who experienced so many losses and so many gains throughout his journey here on earth. God gave us and He left us the book of Psalms. Get in it. I'm telling you, get in Psalms, Ephesians. Ephesians is another book that as you're seeking God for His direction into the next year, into 2024, I want you to get in the book of Psalms and into the book of Ephesians, and we're going to talk about it in just a few minutes. But I want you to get into these books, meditate on God's word. And listen, ain't no shame in my game. I love that in this season of the world, existence of humankind and humanity, God has given us tools and resources that can help us. I believe in getting out the paper Bible. Ain't nothing wrong with it. But we have tools and we can listen. We can listen. And if you're a slow reader, slow in the concept of pace, and not slow in your comprehension, but slow, I am a very slow reader because I like to process and comprehend what I'm reading. So oftentimes it's better for me to hear as I read, because it helps me to kind of pick up my pace so I don't have any problem. But anyway, I say that to say, get in the word. If you don't do nothing else this week, make it your priority and your business to read the book of Psalms and the book of Ephesians. You're going to get power. You're going to get power to assert the authority of Christ Jesus in your life. You're going to understand his unwavering protection that he has for his children to help you to navigate through life's challenges. Now, see, God, listen. I'm a different kind of prophet. I am the extension of God's voice. I'm not going to prophesy houses and cars and millions of dollars unless God gives it to me. Now, if he gives it to me, I will. But I'm not going to prophesy those things to draw you in, knowing that it's a lie. Some of y'all, God ain't going to give no $1 million to, because you'll smoke it up and kill yourself. Some of you, God ain't going to give you no house, because behind closed doors, if you ain't have nothing to expose you, you would be right on a straightway ticket to hell. Stop seeking material things. Stop seeking the hand of God and seek his face. Seek his face for direction, because he knows best what is best for you. Amen. So God is not going to send me. I'm not that kind of prophet. If that's what you're looking for, if you're looking for somebody that's going to tell you that God is not going to put more on you than that which you can bear, that's a lie. I'm not going to prophesy that. God will put much more on you than what you can bear in a season of crushing, when he's crushing to get the oil. But don't lose it. Don't lose it. Listen, I'm going to share this nugget with you this morning. When you think about olives and you think about oils, they have an extended shelf life. One thing about oil, olive oil, it has an extended shelf life. But there is a place and a time in which that potency or the goodness of the oil expires. I'm trying to choose my words, because I don't want to say it spoils, because it doesn't spoil, but it expires. And sometimes, excuse me, we waste our crushing season. My God, we waste that season of trials and tribulations when God is crushing us and molding us and making us, and then we come out, turn around, and become dormant, because we don't want to do nothing with it. God said enough is enough. As we cross into 2024, it is time for you to employ the faith. For the Bible warns us that it is impossible to please God without faith. It also goes on to tell us that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So when you put those things together, you understand that you have to trust God for substance. substance in what you're hoping for, what God is giving you the desire for, you've got to trust him. Even if you can't see it, Job told us one time, he said, even when I can't trace you, I'm going to trust you. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. We must trust God. And we have to, in this next season, we got to employ our faith. We've got to execute against what we know. Some of us think that if we don't battle, if we don't fight, we're going to be out of the fight. But I'm going to tell you, when it comes to spiritual warfare, the enemy don't care. As a matter of fact, he wants you to put your hands behind your back or put your hands up and surrender so he can beat you down. But God has given us power and he has given us authority to command our day. We are walking in authority. I remember Donnie McClurkin, and he said, I'm walking in authority, living life without apology. It's not wrong, dear. I belong here, so you might as well get used to me. Stop walking in defeat. I was talking to my oldest son on yesterday, and I said, we've got to begin to declare victory over our situation and our circumstance, no matter what it looks like. And as a prophet of God, we can speak life into dead situations. And in the contrast and on the other side, we can speak word curses into things because of our lack of faith. We have to watch what we say. Now, I want you to know and understand that God wants us to walk in power. He wants us to walk in authority, or else he would not have given it to us. Did he give it to us so we can drive fancy cars or have an easy life? Or did he give it to us so that we can have a cushion to fall back on? No, God gave us these things for the enhancement of his kingdom. And by any means necessary, God is going to get us to where we need to be in order that he can use us to the point in which he needs to advance his kingdom. Amen? Where was I? So get in the book of Psalms. Get in the book of Psalms, Ephesians. And as you all know, the ministry, we are still going through the chronological Bible. We dropped off a little bit, but we picked it right on back up. But that, listen, Psalms and Ephesians, the book of Psalms and Ephesians, that's on top of what we're doing. And on Saturdays, we're going to get in the book of Galatians. Come on now, y'all can't get enough of the word. Y'all can't get enough of the word. It ain't information overload. Because we're going to meditate on the word. We're going to get into the word, and it ain't too much. It ain't too much. But today, this morning, together, we want to tap into heavenly resources. We want to claim God's abundant blessings for our lives, and we want to boldly engage in spiritual battle. What is our goal? Our goal is to ensure that each day stands as a tribute to God's unwavering faithfulness towards us and our own victories through his strength. Through his strength. The devil got you believing that God won't put more on you than what you can bear. Again, that is a lie. That is a lie, because he wants so badly to taint the reputation and the credibility of God, that he puts these lies in the atmosphere, and without discernment of the Holy Spirit, we believe what the devil says. God has given us victory over the enemy. But victory comes in many, many forms. And sometimes it may not look like what you're used to. It may not even look like what you want it to be. But because we serve a sovereign God who has not changed his mind about us. He sits high and looks low. We are living under an open heaven by which we can speak to our Father. He said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then shall I hear them from heaven and heal their land. He is waiting on us. He wants to heal the land. He wants to heal the land. He wants to heal where we are broken. But we've got to do our part. He wants us to live in unwavering triumph over the enemy. So this morning, I want to touch on three things real quick. And God is working on me and getting my messages out quickly because I want to begin to expand the platform that I get my messages out. And I'm going to start leveraging more social media. I know I've said this time and time again. My husband has promised to help me with some things, and I'm going to get on them because we got to do it. But I'm not building a platform for my own vain glory. Let me be very clear that as a shepherd, I am the under shepherd of this ministry. Jesus is the head. And it is my responsibility to disseminate the word of God and the gospel according to how God has given it. And with that being said, there has to be a platform by which I'm able to disseminate the word of God. And that will be by way of my podcast, by way of I'm going to be using social media, going live more, doing some things that God has called us to do. And we are still in the business looking for a physical location. God gave us a few options this year that kind of fell through. Well, I wouldn't say they fell through. I just felt like God said no. On certain occasions, there was one location I just got a little devastated by that I thought we had. And some things happened and we didn't get to go in there. But nevertheless, I know that God is faithful and we will have our location. So I'm just trusting God. But anyway, why did I start going down that line? But oh, the platforms. But we are building the platforms because through God's loving kindness, he is drawing his people. And in this season and in this hour, we need the gospel more than ever before. And so for those of you who are listening, who are being empowered by the word today, if God has called you to this ministry, it is time. It's time. No more delay. We got too much work to do. We got too much work to do. But anyway, my assignment for today, I'm going to talk about three different areas: asserting divine authority and engaging in spiritual warfare. We're going to talk about seeking divine protection and drawing upon heavenly resources. And finally, living under divine blessing and overcoming obstacles. This message is for you. This message is for you. God created a word that was so profound and divine that he made it as simple as possible that even a child can comprehend. Amen? Amen? So God is so profound that he articulated his word in such a simple way that even a child could understand it. So we're going to take a simplistic approach to getting this message on today. So let's start out asserting divine authority and engaging in spiritual warfare. God wants us to embrace the morning as a time of divine authority. not. Y'all don't have y'all pencils and pens. I want you to mark this time in the message, and I want you to go back and write these things down. Print them out and meditate on them. Let them be absorbed in your spirit and manifest through your soul. I'm telling you, there is power in God's divine word. He wants us to embrace the morning as a time of divine authority. We learn in Psalms chapter 5 verses 1 through 3 and Psalms chapter 2 verses 1 through 12 that the morning is our time to assert authority in Christ. We command our day in Jesus' name, reflecting on God's sovereignty over our lives. We stand on God's word as we engage in spiritual warfare with confidence, knowing that the battle is not ours, it is the Lord's. And he has given us express instruction on how to win the battle. We must be armed with the truth. We learned that in Ephesians 6 and 12. And Psalms 2. That we engage in spiritual warfare knowing that our battle is not against spiritual powers. We confront every spiritual adversary, familiar spirit, an evil plan in the authority of Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ, we must learn to secure victory through divine power. If I can just help somebody today to understand that the God that we serve and the Jesus that we reverence and that we yield to and that we serve is real. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, it is real. And the enemy wants us to be deceived in believing that this stuff is not real. But it is real. I'm telling you, the Bible even admonishes us to try the spirit by the spirits to know if they are of God. Y'all better hear, prophetess, this morning and try it. Secure victory through divine power, standing on the promises of God that he gave us in Isaiah 54 verse 17 and Luke 10 and 19. We can declare the victory over evil plans and attacks. We nullify negative energies and assert that no weapon that has been formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment, it shall be condemned. God has given us power and authority to take back all that the enemy has stolen from us. And on this day, this morning, I empower you by way of the Holy Spirit to enact what God has given you, to employ the power and the authority that he has given you, to begin to call those things that be not as though they are, to plead the blood of Jesus and to declare and decree that God shall be God. His name shall be made great. Because he is greatly to be praised. The power and the authority that he has given us to uplift his kingdom will come by way of miracles, signs, and wonders that will follow us. God has empowered us to raise the sick and heal, to raise the dead and heal the sick. We don't have to just manifest testimonies. Lie on God and act like he did this and that. We can enact the power that he has given us, the authority that he has given us. I don't care what the situation is that you face on today. Whether it's your relationship, whether it's your financial situation, whether you're dealing with legal legalities or judgments. I don't care what it is. Trust God. And know this one thing, that all things work together for the good of those who love him. And if it ain't working together for your good, you stand up and you defeat that thing by way of the blood of Jesus and the power of his name. Listen, I've had to pray sometimes and tell God, I don't see the lesson in this. If there's a lesson that I ought to learn through this trial that has come my way, help me to see it so that I gain the knowledge. But if this is an unfruitful attack from the enemy that yields no value in my life, move it now. You must move now. It's just that simple. We try so hard to mimic and imitate others and try to be, I'm telling you, try getting intimate with God, getting into his presence, meditating on his word, and begin to declare and decree over your own life and see what God will do. We're talking about seeking divine protection and drawing upon heavenly resources. God wants us to depend on him. I heard a preacher say one time, he said, we are not the owners of our possessions. Possessions including our very lives, the things that God has blessed us with, all of the things around us, our children, our husbands, our wives, our family members. We don't own these things. Yet we occupy and we possess them because God has given them to us. But our reliance must be on him for his providence. God is a great God. He is a providential God, and he takes care of his children. God is not like a deadbeat father who you got to go and petition the courts for child support and you got to chase them down to get what's owed to you. God is a God who makes provision for his own. You ain't even got to ask him. He's already making a way. But what does God desire in the midst of providing for his children? He desires relationship. Intimacy with those who belong to him, getting into his presence, asking him for direction. Some of the trials and tribulations that we go through, I'm just going to be honest, it's because we're not getting into his presence and asking him for direction. We're being led by our flesh and not by his Holy Spirit. And that leads us into brick walls. But check this out. Because God is who he is, and because of his provision and providence for us, he'll even pull us out and put us back on the right track. I would even venture to say that for those who belong to him, those who are saved, those who are marked by Christ, there is nothing you can do to change the plans that God has for you. Because once he has his hooks in you, once he has you, he's going to redirect you and course correct you, whether you want to receive it or not. If you don't believe me, you better ask somebody. You better ask somebody. And the thing about God, one thing about God, and this is not a contradiction, but it is a reality. It is a matter of fact that you don't want to get to a place of a reprobate mind. And what leads you there is constant disobedience to the following of his spirit. Because God is a gentleman and the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. In that, it is not going to force you to do anything. When we feel that separation and that distance, it is because we are not in God's presence and we're not allowing him to lead us. I am convinced, and this is simply by my experience with God, that when we don't pray, when we don't get in our word, when we don't pray, when we don't get into God's presence, when we are not communing and walking with Him and talking with Him and in relation with Him, our lives are chaotic. We must have a dependence on God for protection and provision. Psalms 91 and 121, it assures us that God's unwavering protection and guidance for us is real. We must declare each and every day that my help comes from the Lord. Our help comes from God. We draw upon heavenly resources. Heavenly resources. Can you imagine? Can you imagine when we think about the Lord's Prayer? When we think about the Lord's Prayer, and what Jesus was instructing them, the scriptures tell us that God gave His disciples a pattern by which to use a framework for how to pray. And we all know the prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Where the word of God says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. When I think about earth, and I think about how God's will can be done on the earth as it is in heaven. Everything is perfect in heaven. There is no sickness. There is no disease. There is no evil. There is no sorrow. There is no depression. He said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. There is no poverty on earth as it is in heaven. So when we employ divine resources, we are tapping in to that which is perfect. To that which is perfect. We must reaffirm our reliance on God's protective cover and provision for us. Stop trying to do it on your own. Stop trying to do everything by yourself. I remember a season of my life where I was just seeking God, and I was in such despair financially. We were going through a season of a financial drought, and I had just moved into my home. We had just purchased this home, and I had just moved into my home, and I was unemployed. I had become unemployed all of a sudden, and I began to pray and ask God. I think I was in the home maybe about a year at that time. And I began to ask God to make a way out of no way, and it seemed like the more I prayed, the worse things got. I remember one time getting a call from the mortgage company, and a lady was trying to reprimand me and admonish me to get my stuff together. And she said some mean things. Well, I thought they were mean and inconsiderate and just downright disrespectful. And at that time, I told her, I said, well, be careful, because you don't know whenever you would be on the other side of this call. But anyway, I began to ask God to move on my behalf. And I began to declare and decree. I said, he who began a good work in me will be faithful to see it through. I said, I don't care. And I told this rep, I said, I don't care what happens. If that means every institution has to be brought down, if that means that things surrounding those who want to take this mortgage from me is going to be brought down. I said, my God is faithful and my God is able. And he gave me this house and won't nobody take it away from me. And once I began to be bold in my faith and trust God, did we not a few months later go through what they call the greatest mortgage crisis in the United States? Ah, shikananabo shabahayatananabo sheyete sikananabosha. I'm talking about the power of God. And I want you to understand what I'm saying. Because see, I don't want you to run off and let the enemy deceive your mind. We're talking about power and authority. And I said, God, if you got to bring down every institution associated with this mortgage in order that they cannot touch it. Listen. Now, it was potentially inevitable because of the corruption in institutions such as Fannie Mae and others, and the things that they were doing to prey on minorities and things like that. So it was inevitable that it was going to happen. But God allowed what the enemy meant for bad to be used for my good, because by the end of that year, they were calling me to get me on all kinds of programs and all types of things to save my house. Don't play with me. Because once you know, you cannot unknow. You cannot not know. And I know the God that I serve. He said to his disciples, Jesus said, I want you to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And you say, oh, prophetess, you think you all that important to God? That he's going to bring down a whole industry for your behalf? Well, we talking about the same God who left heaven to go down to hell to grab the keys of life so that we can have life and that more abundant. And he sacrificed his son that we would live in eternity and be reconciled back to him. So that's the kind of God I serve. Now, did it just benefit me? No. But I'm telling y'all how the girl prayed. I said, no, y'all not going to take what God has given me. And I had a righteous indignation. See, God wants us to get back to that. He wants us to employ divine help from heavenly places. He has given us the power and the authority that we need. We utilize and we execute that power by prayer, speaking blessings and divine help over our lives, speaking to those mountains, declaring that they must move, having the faith the size of a seed of a mustard seed, having the faith that can grow and germinate in your soul, having the faith that says, I don't care what it looks like, all the elements in the earth must align with God's perfect will for my life. You're not going to get my house, you're not going to get my home if God gave it to me. No demon in hell or on his way to hell, angel in heaven or man on earth is going to take that which God has declared belongs to me. I want to be clear that God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's waiting on you. He's waiting on a voice in the earth to begin to declare his word and his will according to his purpose and his plan for your life. God has given you the tools that you need. He's given you the divine help that you need. It's time for you to employ divine help from on high. And stop allowing the enemy to beat you down and make you feel so defeated that you think that there's nothing that you can do. And God said, all I need is a sound. My God, my God. He said, all I need is a sound. All I need is a voice. All I need is to hear my daughter, my son, crying out from the earth into the heavens. God, let your kingdom come. Your will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. Father God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. In this season, we have to seek God to experience his preservation and his favor. Psalm 16, 1 through 11. It reinforces our trust in God's preservation and favor. We acknowledge that the Lord is our portion and our heritage, praying for his guidance and blessing upon our endeavors. Listen, God has given us favor. He preserves us. He keeps us. Sometimes when we're going through, we want to be on the forefront and we want to be all out and exposed. And sometimes God says, I'm going to preserve you and hide you in my bosom. I'm going to hide you. I'm going to tuck you right here while I just go ahead and take care of this situation on your behalf, because I've given you favor. I was talking, I think, of my oldest daughter and my son recently, maybe a few of my kids, I guess so. But I was just telling them how my journey in the Lord and my walk with Christ has been such that the blessings that God has given me, I very rarely and barely have ever prayed for them. Very rarely or barely have ever prayed for them, because when I'm going through stuff, I'm praying out of desperation in my situation and circumstance, and I don't know what's best for the situation, and God knows. So for instance, I could be going through, you know, trials and tribulations on the job and asking God to move me to another company, and he already got another group for me to go to where he's already laid the foundation for me to excel. The way I got into my house, the last house we had, the way I got into that house, my husband and I, we were going through some challenges at that time, and I was praying for God, and I knew I was ready to go. I think I maybe wanted to go south or up north, and I was trying to figure out where I was going to go, what I was going to do. And all of a sudden, listen to me, I got a mortgage. I got approved for a mortgage. And so me and one of my girlfriends, we started looking at different houses. And I'm like, oh, I want to live on this side of the city. I want to live on this side of the city. One thing I didn't want to do was live in Forest Park. I was done. Forest Park. They tax you too much. Keep pulling black folk over. But anyway, we had come upon this house. And I had been dreaming about this house. Months, and it had like a little balcony looking thing outside the window. And sure enough, when we pulled up to that house, I knew it was mine. We got into the house, and as we do, we got in there, we started praying, and we just are praying. We walk into the kitchen, and we see on the refrigerator that was in the house, it was a little magnet, And it says, God answers prayers. I knew that was my house. We came out of the house and I was working with one of the ladies from the church to try to get, you know, the mortgage, even though I had done all the work. But I said, okay, I need a realtor to kind of help me push this through. And we had got there. And the other realtor locked the keys in the house. Locked the keys in the house. So no more viewings. Nobody could see the house. Come on now. Y'all stop playing with me. I have walked this thing to where miracles, signs, and wonders followed me. And on the day we signed, for the mortgage, the family that had the house, it was an older black couple, and they were beautiful, beautiful people. But God showed me strategically how step by step he wanted my faith to grow in him. And I saw that thing. But anyway, I was telling my children, I didn't know to ask God for that. I didn't know to ask him for that. Because when we were in our other house, I said, all I want is A, B, and C. And God moved me to this blessing. Why am I sharing this? I'm sharing this because we must seek God's face and his guidance for what direction he wants us to go in, so that we can boldly declare the things that God has given us and we can start to manifest those things in our lives. And let me be clear about what I say when I say manifest, because I ain't on all this new age crap that they be talking about. You can't think yourself into something. It is by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ and nothing else. Nothing else. But God was working miracles in my life that I did not even know to ask for. One time, I got so spiritual. We were living in Kennedy Heights. And from where I'm from Detroit, Michigan, and we mostly live in houses, not apartments, in houses. I don't know why I elongated that, but we mostly lived in houses. And when I moved here, my husband had me in a four family flat or something like that. And I wasn't used to that. Then he moved us into an apartment. I wasn't used to that. And so we were living in these apartments. And I said, I know the God I serve. I know what kind of God I serve. I went and walked up to these people's houses. It was a big old white brick house. And I believe it was a for sale sign, because otherwise I wouldn't have done it. I went and laid hands on that house. I said, this is my house. And sure enough, it was. But when the time came, and it was my time to move into the promise that God had for me, I had to know that it was him who gave it to me. And when the enemy thought he was coming to take it, I said, the devil is a liar. If you got to break up everything. And I did not think that God would do it the way that he did. I'm not making this up. He said, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and what? The words of our testimony. We must understand, and I'm going to end real soon, that we are living under divine blessing. We are living under divine blessing that we may overcome obstacles. Receiving open heavens and divine elevation, we must seek God. Seek God. Pray for open heavens and divine elevation, believing in his promises to lift us up. Speak against every obstacle in your life. Dismantle every power working against your upliftment. Do not accept defeat. Don't give the enemy nothing. I remember, Lord, why can't I think of her name right now? I can't remember. if I can remember her brother's name, who was very well known in Hollywood, and I can't remember his name or her name, but anyway, she was a powerful woman of God, and I remember one time I was listening to her, and she said, I'm not giving the devil nothing. I'm not giving him no praise. I'm not giving him glory, and I ain't giving him nothing that God has given me. But on the flip side of it, I don't want nothing that belongs to him, but everything that is mine, he got to give it up. And that was so empowering for me, because it had me to know that the enemy can't take, you don't have legal rights to what God has given me. And therefore, you're not going to take it away. Commanding our blessings in the morning and protection in the morning, and in the morning can be a beginning. Now, Prophetess is talking about, yes, we want to pray every morning. We want to command blessings every morning from this day forward. Don't you miss a day. But we also want to command blessings in the sense of a beginning of a thing. And command God's protection. Declare blessings and protection over your lives. Affirm that the spiritual wickedness and negative energies shall be overcome by the power of the blood of Jesus. We must declare that we triumph over evil. Psalms 91:7 helps us to proclaim that every evil power increasing against us shall fall. We stand by faith, knowing that in Christ, we are more than conquerors. I want you to know before we get into prayer this morning, that as we command our mornings and as we engage in spiritual warfare, that we do this with unwavering faith and with the confidence that comes from God and from His Word. Our declaration and our prayers are potent tools that God has given us for victory and protection and elevation. We need to leverage this as a testament to God's faithfulness as we walk in divine authority and as we live under His protection and His blessing. We are not a weak people. We are not a defeated foe. And God sent me here today to empower you to employ the Holy Spirit and act the power and authority that God has given us by way of His blood and His name. We belong to God. We are not defeated. And it is time for you to rise up and command your morning. Rise up and command your day. What is it that you're seeking from God? What is it that you're looking for Him to do? Ask Him and you shall receive. Knock and you shall enter. Seek and you will find. God is looking for you to act on this word. It's time. It is time. I pray that you receive something from this message today. And if you have, I implore you to share it with someone else. And when I say share, I don't mean share this message with my voice. Share it with your own voice. We got to start, each one reach one. We got to start ministering the word to others. God sent me to you, and He's sending you to someone else, and He's going to send that someone else to someone else. That's how we're going to reach the world. Each one reach one. Amen. All right, so we're going to get into prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank and praise You, and we honor You for this opportunity to come into Your presence. Father God, we just honor your name, for your name is great and it is greatly to be praised. Lord God, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. And we ask, Father, that you will have your way. Father God, we invite you to enter into this prayer today, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you and we praise you. We honor you. Glory, hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. You are an awesome God. You are a righteous God. You are a holy God. Oh, Father God, there's none like you. Ah, ye ye. Oh, God, we thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, as we employ, hallelujah, heavenly resources to enact on our behalf this morning, Lord Jesus, we ask, God, that you will hear our prayers. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, asking that you will forgive us for every sin, seen and unseen, known and unknown, that we may stand before you today through your righteousness. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we seek your face and not your hand. We stand on your word today, Lord Jesus. Oh God, we thank you now. We thank you, Jesus, that you have given us your word, Lord God, as a guide to help us through life. Lord Jesus, we celebrate you today. Oh, Father God, in the morning, Father, as we declare victory over this day. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we take authority over this day in Jesus' name. We draw upon heavenly resources today. In the name of Jesus, we confess that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. In the name of Jesus, we declare and decree that all the elements of this day shall cooperate with us in Jesus' name. We declare and decree that these elemental forces will refuse to cooperate with our enemies on this day. In the name of Jesus, we speak unto the sun, the moon, and the stars. You will not smite us nor our family this day in Jesus' name. We pull down every negative energy planning to operate against us, against our lives on this day in the name of Jesus. We dismantle any power that is chanting incantations to capture this day in the name of Jesus. We render null and void such incantations and satanic prayers over us and over our family in the name of Jesus. We retrieve this day from their hands in Jesus' holy name. Every battle in the heavenlies be won by angels conveying our blessings this day. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. Oh, Father God, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power forever and ever. Amen. Let everything, Lord Jesus, that you have planted in the heavenlies, oh Father God, on our behalf, oh Father God, to be rooted, oh Jesus, and manifest and harvested in our lives, and everything that you have not planted in the heavenlies be uprooted by the fire of the blood, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' holy name. Oh Lord, let the wicked be shaken out of the heavens in Jesus' holy name. Oh Son, as you are coming out today, uproot every wickedness targeted towards our lives in the name of Jesus. We program blessings into the Son for our life in the name of Jesus. Oh Son, we have risen before you. Cancel every evil program projected into us against us by wicked powers in the name of Jesus. You this day, oh Father God, Don't allow the enemy to destroy our prosperity in the name of Jesus. Oh, sun, moon, and stars, carry your affliction back to sender and release them against him in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, arise and uproot everything that you have not planted in the heavens. Oh, Father God, that is working against us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, let the wicked be shaken out of the ends of the earth. Oh, son, as you come forth, uproot the wickedness that has come against us and against our families. Oh, Father God, establish your power over the heavenlies. Oh, Father God, fight against the strongholds of witchcraft and any demonic spirits that is coming against us on this day in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Jesus. We bless you. We honor your holy name. Arise. Oh, Lord, you are our strength. Fight against those who fight against us and let them know that you are God Almighty, the Lord of hosts. Scatter our enemies throughout the earth. Send heavy confusion in their camps. Deliver us as a doe out of their traps in the name of Jesus. In our time of need, we call the name of the Lord. Our enemies won't want to overpower us, but they cannot stand against you. Help us, O Lord. Save us from their bloody hands. Vindicate us, O Lord, by the blood of the Lamb. Rescue us out of the clutches of our enemies. The battle is the Lord's, and this fills us with confidence. Disgrace the enemy, O Lord, and cause every mountain in our lives to melt away in the name of Jesus. Father God, we declare and decree in the name of Jesus that we abide under the protection of Christ. We are immune from the weapons of accusations of our enemies who seek to destroy us. We cast every spirit warring against us into bondage. We declare and decree ourselves victorious in Jesus' holy name. Lord God, we cry unto you this evil day. Hear our cry, O Lord. Save us by your grace from trouble. Father God, we exercise our God-given dominion over our environment and our territories. We are unlimited and we rise above every demonic standard. Father God, we acknowledge and declare and decree that the God that is in us is far greater than he that is in the world. So we declare that no devil or spirit can conquer us in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, here we are, Lord Jesus, today because our enemies have gathered in huge numbers against us. Deliver us, O Lord, by your saving hands. We declare and decree that every person or demon planning against our life shall fall and fail in Jesus' name. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost go before us and scatter our enemies in the name of Jesus. Every altar that has been raised to limit our lineage is destroyed in the name of Jesus. Let the judgment of the Lord come upon every generational enemy and pattern in our family in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord God, in Jesus' name, we declare and decree that every enemy assigned to hinder us from progressing or positioned to truncate our success shall die by fire. Let the fire of God come against every demon that wants to rip our success in Jesus' holy name. Every power that wants to make us fail and cause our destiny to become useless, let thunder from heaven strike them in the name of Jesus. Let every man or woman that will separate us from our destiny be divinely separated from us in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord God, we come against all enemies. Cause your angels to rise and raise wage war on our behalf. Let death, oh Father God, visit every demon that has set itself against us in Jesus' holy name. Every enemy that has refused to let us live in peace becomes trouble by Jesus' name. Let the light of the Lord destroy them. We are free and free indeed. Oh Lord, let there be casualties against all demonic powers operating in our families, in our lineage, in our neighborhoods, in our communities, and all surrounding us. Let a destructive storm from heaven come against every demonic plan that is plotted against us and our families. Almighty God, let there be a shaking and a shattering in the camps of the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, let every evil transaction against our progress scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray that our spirit man is alive and fierce, rebutting every attack from the enemy in the name of Jesus. Father God, let your holy fire visit the root of our family and the foundation of our lives and destroy every demonic agent that is presenting us and our family before evil altars. Lord God, cause your word to become a two-edged sword in our spirit, so that our spirit man can engage in battles while we are asleep. Father God, we declare and decree that our spirit man is alive and active even in our sleep in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord Jesus, that our sleep is an opportunity for continuous visions from you, Lord God Almighty. In the name of Jesus, we are preserved from every evil agenda of the enemy in our sleep. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we pray for peace. We pray, Lord God, that you will remove mountains. Lift up our heads, all ye gates, and be ye lifted, everlasting doors, and the kingdom glory shall come in. Father God, make us lie down in green pastures and lead us beside still waters. Father, raise up the poor out of the dust and lifted the needy out of the dunghill. Father God, we need you like never before. Father God, we pray for protection from disease and infirmities and sickness in the name of Jesus. Deliver us, O Lord, as we dwell in your secret place and abide under the shadow of your protection and deliverance. Father God, in the name of Jesus, according to your word that says, with long life will I satisfy you. Satisfy us, O Lord, with long life and good health. In the name of Jesus, bless us, O Lord, with wisdom and understanding to care for our body, our soul, and our spirit. Cause our body to prosper in health in Jesus' name. Lord, deliver us from infirmity and cause any plague to stay away from us. Father God, especially any Egyptian-like plague to stay away from us in the name of Jesus. Let the Holy Ghost fire destroy every hidden disease or infirmity seeking to operate in our bodies. Father God, protect us from any sickness in our lives. Shield us under your wings in the name of Jesus. It's by your mercy, Lord, that we are protected from sickness and disease. Let your angels continue to safeguard us in Jesus' name. Lord God, remove from our body every form of illness. Give strength to our bones and renew our heart and our health in Jesus' name. Lord God, your might, Father God, cannot be disqualified or quantified. Lord God, you have protected us since our youth. Help us, Lord Jesus, to not take your protection for granted. Lord, continue to preserve our health and our bodies from any ill. Father God, help us to spend more time on the activities that will improve the quality of our lives and our health. Lord Jesus, help us to keep our minds stayed on you. We need your protection from spiritual evil, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father God, oh, Father, we pray that you will protect us from the spiritual forces in this season that is wreaking havoc in our lives, working harder, Lord Jesus, to make sure that we don't fulfill your plan and your purpose in the earth. Lord Jesus, we ask that you will build a hedge of protection around us and our household. Cause your protection to cover every aspect of our lives and our family in Jesus' name. Father God, you are our defender. Oh, Father God, you are the fortress that we hide in. Let us not be snatched from your hand. Defend us from our enemy's plans. Preserve us and our families, oh Lord. Preserve us from the arrow that flies by day, the destruction that wastes at noonday, and the pestilence that walks in the darkness. In the name of Jesus, Father God, though our enemies attack in their hundreds and thousands, we declare by the word of God that none shall come nigh our dwelling. Oh God, keep us from those who see evil as good and good as evil. Let the schemes of the unrighteous fail in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord Jesus, cast down every evil thought and imagination that the enemy is trying to plant in our mind to make us susceptible to him in Jesus' name. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over our door and lintel. Oh, Father God, the destroyer is exiled from our home and can never get in. In the name of Jesus, we pray with the understanding that we are blessed with eternal life from our Father, so we cannot be snatched from God because he is greater than all. Deliver us, Lord God, from the devilish plot and secure us for your kingdom purpose in the name of Jesus. Let every weapon that the enemy throws at us backfire, and let every tongue that rises against us be condemned. In the name of Jesus, we have been given the shield of salvation. God has held us up with his right hand. So Satan, you have no authority or place in our lives. Oh Lord God, encamp around us and our family and guard us against all evil. We surrender to you. The devil has been trying to weaken us so that he can devour us. Father God, we come under your protection. Fight for us and deliver the victory unto us in Jesus' name. Father God, we pray against any dangerous accidents to come against our family. Father God, we pray that every pattern of accidents that cause untimely death in our family be destroyed as our family and we leave our homes, Lord God. Cause us to move in your presence. Let every evil remain far from us. Lord God, cause wailing and tears from far away from us to go far away from us and our family. Lord God, let your innumerable company of angels follow us to all places in Jesus' name. Any satanic plan to stop our destiny from manifesting through accidents falls by fire in Jesus' name. Every accident that has been staged against us and our family, we come against you in the name of Jesus. We redeem our days, our weeks, our months, our years. We sabotage every accident, either on land, water, air, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let your eyes continue to be on us and our family. Lord God, continue to preserve and protect us in Jesus' holy name. Father God, cause your spirit to guide us and protect us wherever we go in Jesus' name. Lord God, we stand against the scheme of the enemies to cut our life short or terminate our lives and the lives of our loved ones. Let such a scheme fail in Jesus' name, because the mark of Christ is upon us. Jesus, in the name of Jesus, let every grave that has been planted on land or sea or in the air for us and our family be destroyed by the blood blood of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you. We bless you. We honor your name. You are a mighty God, and you are greatly to be praised. There's none like you. Father God, you called us the life path, apostolic, agape, house of prayer. And Father God, we pray today that you will teach us how to pray. Teach us, Jesus, how to be effectual and fervent prayers. Oh, Father God, and to be righteous, that our prayers will move heaven. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you. And we adore you in the precious and holy name of Jesus. Now, Father God, we seal our prayer this morning through faith. And we ask, Lord Jesus, that you will dispatch your angels to do that which you have commissioned them to do in each and every one of our lives. And Father God, we ask for immediate manifestation of your glory over this prayer. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. You all be blessed. Walk in victory and power.